it's exciting, you know, to blow it up after after ambition like this. Okay, got a text from several of you. Okay, great. I appreciate it. We are live. So I tell you, in my personal opinion, and I've gotten this from so many people, Twitter's blown up, Facebook's blown up, everything's just blown up saying this is absolutely unequivocally the best ambition ever. If you're on the line and you missed it, I hate that for you. I know there were, you know, family obligations, religious obligations, different reasons why people couldn't make it. But as you're going to learn from the announcements that were made at Ambition, for those of you that did make it, huge incentives, as we've talked about over and over and over and over again on this call, just huge incentives to be an attendee to Ambition. Hey, before I bring on my co-host and before I bring on our special guest, I want to talk about recognition. You know, so many people, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people working hard in Ambit Energy, and you know, cream always rises to the top. And I just really wanted to quickly recognize the people that that were recognized by not only corporate but by the peers. You know, the Ambit Choice Award is chosen by consultants, and it simplifies the consultant who has the spirit of Ambit Energy. And the winner this year were Tim and Missy Olger, you know, out of Buffalo. Incredible. Tim got on stage and talked about, you know, he's got one last final piece of paperwork that he's got to put in. He's going to retire from the Sheriff's Department. You know, Ambit's not only changing his lives, but he and Missy have changed so many other people's lives. And then the Crystal Sphere Award was awarded to Tony and Diana Precopio, just absolutely killing it in Connecticut, giving to everybody, there for everybody. All the groups have come together and all the meetings they're a part of. Absolutely incredible leaders. Pacesetter Award, this is the EC that's got the most senior consultants in their EC code, went to Henry Yee out of New York City. I think he's about 15 consultants away from national. Okay, I'm getting a thing, so callers need to be muted. So if the operator is on the line, they're saying that the callers need to be muted. Oh my goodness gracious, this is crazy. Anyway, all we can do is just proceed on, and hopefully that can get corrected. I apologize. We don't have control of the call. So I just got one. It sounds fine. So I'm going to just move on. If you're having problems, I guess you can try to dial back in. So Ronnie Kirkland, Perseverance Award. Pat Flander, what can I say about Pat? If you were at Ambition a year ago, Ambition of 2014, to me, one of the most, if not the most moving speech of somebody who's faced adversity like no other, and has just come back in the face of that adversity and just continued to build a massive organization, helping everybody. And Pat's just an incredible human being. It's grown incredibly in this company. Co-Founders Impact Award, number two income earner, Philip Eckert. This goes to the person that exemplifies the four pillars that Ambit was founded on: training, teamwork, motivation, and Tyler's work ethic. Went to Philip Eckert, and Philip just embodies all of those, as everybody on this call knows. And then the I don't want to call it the top award because they're all great awards, but certainly I think it'd be fair to say the most prestigious award of them all, the Thompson Leadership Award. And this year's recipient was Tim Olger and Missy Olger. And I tell you, you know, these guys are just putting it all out there, part of Team 526, and, you know, great mentors, and Debbie and Chris Atkinson, and just do so much for Ambit Energy. I can't think of a person that deserves it more than those guys. Absolutely incredible. The SC Dream Team recognizes the senior consultants you know, have a passion, a drive, and a work ethic to be part of the next generation of Ambit Energy leaders. These are nominated, by the way, by the National Executive Consultants, and you know, they're based on the total number of votes is actually who gets it. And I tell you, no special order. We had Robert Poe, Monty Vaccarelli, Jason Morrell, Trish Holt, and Adrian Jimenez, guys, you know, I'm not myself tonight. You know, I'm just a little flustered because I'm so excited for my ambition and what's going to happen and everything. Those are the awards. There were all kinds of Pure Energy Award winners, and I don't have that list in front of me, so I don't want to just take pop shots at who won those awards. But those are people that gave their heart. All of it will be posted up on the website here over the next couple of weeks. But I want to bring on Ray Monty, national consultant, founder and leader of the EC Factory. And Ray, are you on the call with us?
I'm here, Brian. Thanks for having me on.
It's like when I hear your voice, I'm saying, oh, thank God he is on the phone. And I'm going to really thank God when I hear Chris Chambliss's voice. But, Ray, just give me your thoughts and your impressions of this year's ambition.
You know, it was the best yet by far. I second your emotions on all the awards that were given out. I mean, just well-deserved by all the leaders. And you know, just extremely excited. I feel fortunate and blessed to be part of this company at the time, you know, knowing what we know, what the company's come from to starting, you know, 9 years ago, where we are. And, you know, the biggest thing I saw was just the message. Your message as the number one income earner, Mike Aruzioni's message about teamwork, Chris's message about the guys who won the gold medal in rowing, Jerry's message. And it was all about working together. And, you know, I feel very confident saying this, that this company has come together. And you know, we were talking to Michael Ruzioni at dinner the other night, and he was talking about, listen, there's a lot of successful hockey players on that team, but when they came together, they did something special. There's a lot of successful top network marketers in this company, but when we come together like we are right now, it's going to be pretty special what happens the next 12 months, and I'm excited like you. I'm worn out. My voice is shot. The phone hasn't stopped, and I'm looking forward to getting a good night's sleep and getting up and getting going to work. So, Brian, thank you. And, you know, guys, it is a great, great, great time to be part of this company right now. I'm thrilled to death. I can't wait to get to work.
I tell you, I can't either. And let's talk for just a second about the theme. And, you know, a lot of times people think that, you know, we all get together in some meeting ahead of time and we talk about what we're each going to talk about, but we're so busy building the business. Chris and his team and Jerry and corporate are so busy, you know, putting the mechanical part of Ambition together. And hats off to Kristen Legate, who's the head of events at Ambit Energy. Once again, just a flawlessly executed ambition. I mean, if you can only imagine the amount of work and all the moving parts that go into it, it's just it amazes me the job that Ambit does, and led by Kristen, and she's done it for so many years now, and I just can't imagine an Ambit without her. She's just a key person in making it happen, and she's behind the scenes, and you know, we didn't see her on stage this year as we have in past years, but you know, not during the general session anyway. But anyway, I think we'd be real remiss without mentioning her. But I want to talk about the theme, teamwork theme for a second. You know, we all came together, we all had our individual speeches, and it just seemed that from a field perspective, you know, as you gave your speech, you know, in the training session, Ray, and I gave my speech, and Steve and Philip and Chris and Debbie talked about, you know, all coming together, and that the sum of the parts is so much greater than any individual part. And what I know is this, is that our company, as it sits today on last year's revenue, is $1.5 billion, 12th largest direct selling company in the world. On that figure, we had been in business 7 years. you look at number 1 through 11, first off, we're number 7 in the United States, but number 12 globally. You look at those companies, on average, they've been in business for over 30, 40 years on average. Some of them in business over 100 years. Youngest company on the Direct Selling News Global 100, which lists the 100 highest revenue direct selling companies in the world. And we're not just talking about network marketing companies. We're talking about companies like Cutco Knives and Keller Williams Realty and direct-to-consumer selling companies, which it does include network marketing companies, obviously. So, you know, you look at what we've done, and we've certainly worked together. I mean, it's not like we're all been working against one another. But collectively, you know, I know you and Team 526 of the EC Factory, you as their leader, and Chris and Debbie at Team 526 have come together, and you got a couple of trainings coming up. And you know, I just think it's incredible the way this thing is working out, and everybody recognizing that collectively, as we come together and we move forward, if we want to become the largest direct selling company in the world, which in my remarks I predicted we would do within the next 7 to 10 years, that puts us over $10 billion. Now, folks, if you're on the phone, we're talking about a 7 to 8-fold increase in revenue, which means a 7 to 8-fold increase in the amount of commissions that are paid out to us, which means that where you're positioned, if you're on this call, whether you attended Ambition or you didn't, you're positioned to literally be with the largest, fastest-growing direct selling company in the world. And for those of you that may not know, Ambit Energy shattered the previous record for the youngest company ever to hit $1 billion in revenue. Herbalife did it in 21 years. We did it in 7 years. So there's a lot of reasons to be excited. And one of the things I'm most excited about when I talked about my remarks was spending the next several years just dedicated to making everything harmonious and working with field leaders throughout the company to cause this to happen, to coordinate our training events a little bit better than we have in the past, to coordinate the communication a little bit better. We've got some plans for that. Chris and I are going to get together on that. And what I can tell you guys is that this thing's only begun. And Ray, why don't you just spend a couple of minutes talking about the two events that you and Chris and Debbie have teamed up to do?
Absolutely. You know, Brian, I got to the airport today, and I flew into Philadelphia, and it was amazing getting on that plane, because I got to be honest with you, I would say probably 80% of the flight was Ambit consultants. And, you know, I'm used to seeing a bunch of EC Factory people and saying hello, but what was amazing was all the other teams and the 526 people that were coming up to me. And, yeah, and I know Chris got the same reaction from a lot of people on our team, how excited they are that we're working together, that we're going to be doing an event in Cheshire, Connecticut, that's being hosted by John Truskauskas and also our Crystal Sphere Award winners, Tony and Diana Procopio. And, guys, we went through 750 tickets in literally 2 weeks. And then the following week, you know, Tim and Missy Olinger, congratulations, guys, great job. And Tim and Missy and Chris and Debbie and Jim and Kim and the tremendous group up in Buffalo, we're doing a big event up there on October 3rd. I know there's some tickets left for that. So we've got one in Connecticut on the 26th of September. We've got the following week, we've got October 3rd up in Buffalo, New York. And then, you know, Brian, when we talk about just hitting the mother load up here in the Northeast, I want to thank you, too, because this is all about events. And so we come out of Ambition. You hear the call tonight, how many people are on here. We've got those two trainings coming up back-to-back week, September 26th, Connecticut, October 3rd, Buffalo, New York. And then we're 5 weeks out from Power Trip. And I want to thank you for bringing that up here to Albany, New York this year. And I have no doubt we're going to have the biggest Power Trip ever, November 12th through the 14th. And, you know, the last thing, and I'll turn it back to you, I'm pumped up about simulcast. I mean, I was watching the registrations today. And, you know, guys, the thing I was talking about on Saturday, I had a little bit of issue with the slides. But the point we're trying to get is we've got the 222 challenge. And one of the goals was to have 20,000 people at one of the events. And yeah, I think when you look at the date that's going to happen, it's going to be simulcast 2016. And I'll mention it real quick. I registered for simulcast earlier. I know there's a discount for anybody who attended Ambition if you register now between now and September 8th. And, you know, guys, my personal opinion, you know, there's no reason that we can't have 10 or 15,000 people registered here by the next couple of days. And, well, right through 20,000, right to 30,000. So, Brian, I want to thank you. And, you know, we're real excited about what we've got here and the potential of what we've got here. So it's going to be incredible with these events.
It is, and, you know, again, you can go to your power zone, go ahead and register. Whether you attended Ambition or not, you have the ability to register. If you attended Ambition, there is a discount. But what I can tell you is this, is that there's only two live venues. There's only two live venues, Utica, New York, and the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And what I can tell you is the event's going to sell out quickly, okay? So there's only X number of seats, and then after that, everybody will be, you know, huddled around televisions and getting it beamed into them. And what I can tell you about an event is there's nothing like attending it live. Now, you know, if you're out in California or something like that and your finances don't permit you to get into Texas or to New York, certainly understandable. You're going to want to get online, and that registration will open up here at some point in the future. But if you are anywhere close, I mean, if you're anywhere within driving distance, anywhere within flying distance, you know, I know we got a ton of people coming over from Chicago and up from Maryland and all over to be in that New York event. What I can tell you is simulcast is going to sell out. The ability to have your butt in a seat and be part of the energy that's going to happen in that room as the leadership core of the company is going to gather, both corporately and in the field, is going to gather in one of the two places, either going to be in New York or in Dallas, Texas. And you want to be part of that. And more importantly, you want to have your team there. You know, so you want to go to your power zone. You want to get registered. Certainly, if you attended Ambition, you definitely want to take advantage of the discount at 1% of your money sitting in the bank. I promise you're not going to earn that kind of interest between now and January. So make that happen. And then I'll also mention, I appreciate your mention of Power Trip, Ray. You go to ambitpowertrip.com. Now, let me tell you what we did. We sold the leadership breakfast out right away. We've got a bigger venue than we've ever had before. It's in Albany, New York at the convention center there. We've got a little less than 2,000 seats. 1,200 seats are already sold out. About 3 or 4 months ago, we opened it up. We had it open for a limited period of time. We shut it down for the last 2 or 3 months to allow everybody to register for Ambition. But it's back open, and it will sell out. AmbitPowerTrip.com. You can buy 3 or 4 or 10 tickets, however many tickets you think you need for your team. And then you can go up till a couple of days before the event and register the names for those tickets. And if you don't have the names and it's last minute, you can do it at the door. So bottom line is, if you plan on attending Power Trip, which is November 12th through the 14th, we're going to have all the top 11 income earners there, all top 11 income earners, with the exception of Steve Thompson's got a family conflict. We're going to have Jerry and Chris on Friday night, Q&A session with them, where you can look at the whites of their eyes and ask them questions. Unbelievable. Leadership breakfast on Friday morning is sold out. If tickets become available here and again for people that can't make it, you can send an email to info@topambitleaders.com and get on a waiting list for that event, but it is sold out. It's $99, topambitleaders.com. All right, I tell you what, events are important, guys, and for everybody that's on this call, which is that went to Ambition, which is the vast majority of people, I can tell you that you just don't need the airplane to get you home. You do to get your physical body there, but mentally, when those announcements are made on Saturday and we go into the grand finale and the celebration of another great year that evening, your mind is elsewhere. You know, people were just lighting up in my back office, signing people up left and right. So without any further ado, and I'm praying for the good Lord, I hear his voice, but I want to bring in our chief marketing officer, co-founder, my sponsor in the business, Chris Chambliss.
I'm here, Brian.
Hey, all right. I tell you, you know, last 2 or 3 years we've done this call, and we've always, you know, had challenges and haven't been able to pull it off, and I was thinking the same thing might have happened to us this year, but it hasn't. We've Daryl Starkweather and Eric Johnstone just did an incredible job in making sure it didn't happen this year, so I'm kudos out to them, but kudos out to them for what I think, Chris. I don't know about you, but I know this is a little off topic, but that video that they did this year at Ambition was just off the chart, better than any of the ones in the past. The ones in the past have been absolutely incredible.
They are very, very creative guys. Not only did they do a great job supporting our field and taking care of them, but they just have a lot of fun, and they make coming to work fun. And so we enjoy doing that video. Jerry and I look forward to every year hearing their concept and then doing whatever they ask us to do within reason to be part of it. And it's just I was sitting out in the audience on Saturday and got to watch it with everybody else, and it was just a lot of fun, and they get our business, and they have fun doing it. We look forward every year to it, so I always enjoy watching it with you guys. It's just it's funny. I kid them. Their budget keeps getting bigger every year. I think we spend as much to create that video now as we probably do on the car we give away, but I think everybody enjoys it.
Well, I tell you, it's worth every penny of it. You know, it's just incredible. Hey, I know everywhere you go, everywhere I go, everywhere Ray goes or Philip goes or Steve goes or Esther goes or Debbie and Chris go or anybody that somebody feels like's in the know, Ambit Energy, we always get the question, where's Ambit going next? You know, what's next with Ambit Energy as far as geographical expansion? We had an announcement, the announcement being that we're going into Ohio, and, you know, that's incredibly important. You know, it's 1.5 million potential customers, and it's AEP Ohio Electric, and enrollments start the last day of October. But why don't you just take a couple of minutes, Chris, and that's the announcement. Obviously, there aren't going to be any announcements on this call, but why don't you talk a little bit about that particular announcement and then, you know, kind of what Ambit does in the way strategically in preparing for market expansions, not only in the new states, but within the states that we're already in.
Well, I mean, you know, we always try to evaluate the markets that we think have three or four things that we're looking for. The opportunities to open markets that give us access to a lot of customers. We like electricity markets because we know those better and the bills are much steadier. We love markets where we have the opportunity to add gas to the electric bill. We like markets where we can make a profit and still provide customers with a savings. And, you know, we like markets where the regulatory environment is friendly and they are you know, the regulatory agencies there are, you know, willing to work with you to help you get in the state and to help you be successful there. And, I mean, those are the things that we look for. And Ohio was actually one of the states that we wanted to launch many years ago. If you remember, we launched Texas, then we launched New York in 2007, early 2008. And then our next announcements, the only announcement we've ever made that we had to change, and that was we actually announced that we were going into Ohio and then had to put that on hold and ended up going into Illinois third. And that was only because at the time we were really small in Ohio right after we announced that we were going in there. So we liked the market, but they made a change to the collateral requirements that they wanted companies to set aside in order to do business there. And, today it's not a large amount of money, but back in 2008 it was more than we wanted to spend to get into a market when there were other opportunities that were less expensive. And so we had to make a decision to put that one on hold, and now we've come back full circle to that. And we're really excited about it. We think it's a great market. We think this launch in AEP is just the first in what will be a progressive expansion in that market, and we're going to bring, you know, many more customer territories into Ohio, and we're probably going to be looking at adding gas too here in the future. So it's just another. It's a great market. It's a good mix of small towns and large cities, and so we're just really excited to be there, and we think it's going to be a great opportunity for our consultants.
Well, you know, one of the things I think is great about it is it's so well positioned. You know, it's obviously it's right next to Pennsylvania, and the market's kind of scattered all over the state. But you know, it's getting closer to Illinois. I know there are a lot of people up there, and a lot of people in Texas as well that are excited about it. Hey, Ray, I want to bring you back in and talk about it from the field perspective. I mean, you're kind of in the hub of things up in New York. You got involved when New York was the only other state, and and it was, you know, only in New York City and Con Ed area, and you watch the expansion of now all six incumbent areas in New York. But talk a little bit about what market expansion does for your business as the various states came on, and, you know, Pennsylvania, and I know just most recently, maybe you talk about this a little bit, you know, what happened for you and your business when Maine opened here, which was the last state that opened up.
Absolutely, Brian. Yeah, we see it every time there's a new market. We see somebody that just happens to reach out to somebody who reaches out to somebody. It might be somebody down on their list. It might be somebody two, three, four levels down. And somebody makes that phone call. And, you know, it comes back, what, September of 2011 down at Ambition when Chris and Jerry announced New Jersey opening up. And a gentleman by the name of Tim Boland in upstate New York reached out to Ari and Barbara Benyache and, you know, executive consultants, which led to some other executive consultants in a large group. And all of a sudden, Tim's residual income went from very little to thousands and thousands of dollars a month, and a lot of lives are changed. And then, you know, back in January 31st of this year, we had a guy on my fourth level who reached out to somebody via Facebook up in Maine. And Tim and Sonia Devine came in, and, you know, Pure Energy Award winners have put almost 700 consultants on this team. And, you know, guys, it's opportunity. It's opportunity for you to go and talk to the people that are already in your business and ask them, who do you know in Ohio? And I know a lot of times people say, well, I don't know anybody in Ohio. Somebody on your team does. Your next-door neighbor does. Just ask for referrals. I didn't know anybody in Maine 6 months ago. And so, guys, every time a new market opens up, you want to play who-do-you-know game and be talking to everybody you know. And who do you know in Ohio? I've got a friend of mine that's not in the business, but he's so excited because he knows people in Ohio. And because of the people that he knows in Ohio, all of a sudden he's looking at Ambit again. So it's a great opportunity to stir up some conversations. And, Brian, I know you're going to talk about it, but, you know, this solar thing, you combine the new state opening up and the solar opening up, and I've got more people that are listening to Ambit and conversations about Ambit because of those two things. It's just really, really exciting. And somebody on this call right now is going to be somebody that's at Ambition next year as a new EC or a new MC because they asked somebody, who do you know in Ohio? And they made that phone call, and the next superstar that joins Ambit Energy is going to come from Ohio because of a phone call. We see it happen state after state after state. Yeah, you know, I remember when you got started in Illinois open up, and a gentleman by the name of Peter Luter came in, and, you know, I just see it time and time again. We're seeing it happen all over New England, and I'm sure Ohio is going to be no different. Somebody's going to be the grand prize winner because they just asked somebody, who do you know in Ohio? So, excited about it, looking forward to it, and, you know, the fact that it's up here and it borders Pennsylvania, you've got New York just to the north, and there's going to be a lot of people going to be marching west this October. It's going to be a lot of fun. Chris, thank you.
Well, you know, right, speaking of Peter, you know, I sponsored somebody who 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 sponsored Peter. I think Peter's now on my fifth or sixth level or something like that, and Peter got his million-dollar millionaire club jacket, his yellow jacket, this Ambition, and it's just the way it works, you know. So as corporate puts the resources and the finances and the regulatory and all the rest of it, that the data interfaces, everything that it takes together, literally spending, you know, probably seven figures just to open up a state to give us the opportunity is absolutely incredible. You touched on solar, Ray, you know, we had the solar announcement at Simulcast, and then, you know, as things kind of feathered themselves out, you know, one of the things that I love about Ambit Energy, and I know you love and respect as well, is they don't do anything halfway. And so they made the decision to postpone the actual signing up of solar customers. And, you know, we'll leave it for another day to do a training on how solar's going to work because we don't have time for it tonight. But I want you to talk briefly about what you feel the impact. You touched on it, but the impact of solar. And then why don't you throw it back to Chris, and we'll get his thoughts on solar.
Absolutely, Brian. You know, it's almost like free electricity. If you go back and look at certain things that have happened in Ambit, there's certain things that just they spur people to look at this business. And, you know, we go back to free energy. There was something special when Chris and Jerry announced that, and all of a sudden there was a lot of people that had a slight interest. But when you talk the word free in there, they looked. And then the second thing that happened was early on in the year when all of a sudden the 429 was gone, people looked. And what we're finding right now is solar is such a big thing. You turn on the TV, it's all over the place. I woke up this past Sunday morning, and there was an infomercial talking about solar, and they were showing all different places in New England where they're installing solar panels. And it's just such a topic now that we are moving there rapidly, and there's so many people that are educating themselves on it. And I've had people tell me, yeah, that sounds good, but let me know when you get into solar. And we're seeing it time and time again, and what's exciting about that is it just opens up another group of people that we can go share this information with. And, you know, it goes back to Ambit. The reason that Ambit's grown so fast, in my opinion, is there's something sexy about gas and electricity. We've got a lot of people who would have never joined network marketing, but when they heard gas and electricity, they got it. And I think we're going to see the same kind of thing here coming with solar energy. I'm excited. Brian, one more thing I'll tell you, and then I'll be quiet, is at the Leadership Council meeting that we had, I believe it was on Wednesday, myself, John Haas, and Kirk Aran had the honor and privilege of meeting the Sunrun guys, and we sat there and grilled these guys for 30 or 40 minutes, and we all came away, and we were just so impressed. They get what we do. They get who Ambit is. It's a perfect fit. And from talking to Chris, it's going to be a match made in heaven. And you know, they're 100,000 customers away from being the largest solar supplier in the United States. And I think with this deal with Ambit Energy, that's going to happen rapidly. So I'm extremely excited about it and what the potential brings for all of us to go out there and market it.
Chris, why don't you talk a little bit about solar, in particular about, you know, the four states and the initial rollout, and then kind of where we go from there, and why you decided from a corporate perspective it would be best to only start with four of the markets that we're in.
Okay, well, you know, I think, I mean, I totally agree with Ray, and I appreciate that you guys had that impression of the people from Sunrun, because we interviewed the executives and management teams of several different large, all the top five, you know, solar providers, residential solar providers in the country. And we just felt most comfortable with the team at Sunrun. And they had they're not the largest yet, but they're one of the largest. But they have they're another company. They're about the same age as we are. They've been in business 9 years. They really, Lynn Jurek, their CEO, and her co-founder, Edward, they really invented the model that makes this residential solar product work, the ability to finance it by buying the power back from the customer. And so people can put solar panels on their roof without having any money out of pocket whatsoever, and they're saving customers 20% over their standard poles and wires company. And they really invented the model, and then some other companies kind of copy them, and one of them is SolarCity. Elon Musk kind of took his name and his celebrity and created a model. But we talked to those guys at SolarCity, and I'll be honest with you, they treated us in the conversation like we were just a small little retail vendor in a strip mall. I mean, they just are, I guess they think they're so big. And so, you know, I knew the chief marketing officer at Sunrun, because he used to be the chief marketing officer in Dallas, Texas, who worked for TXU, who's the incumbent provider here in Dallas. And so I got to know Michael through just competing with him and seeing them at different conferences and things. And, you know, every time I saw him, he always complimented us. He always came up to me and said, Chris, you know, you guys have such a great company. You do it the right way, and we just can't compete with what you do. I mean, he said, it's just unbelievable what you guys do. And so he was always impressed with us, and he always respected us. And he left TXU, and I gave him a hard time this weekend at the conference, and said that I'm not saying we ran him out of town, but he sure likes the weather in San Francisco better. But as soon as he got out there, you know, he reached out and called me, and he said, you know, I think this partnership would be perfect for Sunrun, and I think it would be perfect for Ambit, and we'd love to have you come out and just meet our team. And so Jerry and I came out there, and John, we all three went out and met their team, and they just have a great company. They kind of do things the way we do it. They're all about their people. They're all about creating value for customers. They're just totally focused on doing the best job they can for their customers. And so I'm excited about it. I think there's a real opportunity. I agree with Ray. A lot of people are looking at that option now. People want to have – it's really, you know, you can look at it as backup power, or you can look at it as a reduction of the power that you take off the traditional grid. You can look at it as an environmentally friendly option that's helping do something good for the planet. But no matter how you look at it, it's an option that more and more people are considering having. And so if you look at the research, the market research, you know, Elon Musk has publicly said that he thinks 50% of the roofs in America are going to have solar panels on them by the year 2050. So if he's half right, I mean, it's an incredibly expansive market that's in front of us. And I think, you know, I agree with Ray, it just makes people have another reason to look at Ambit. It shows them that we are, you know, a company that's not just, we don't just do electricity and natural gas in the traditional way. We're looking at progressive products. We're looking at the future. I mean, this industry's going through a lot of change, and solar panels are just one of them. I mean, you know, battery backups are another thing that you're going to see starting to happen. You know, the big buzzword in the industry is distributed energy. And if you think about, you know, that, telecommunications, which, you know, Brian, you and Ray and I all came out of, I mean, telecommunications was an industry where every single phone call went through a pole and a wire until technology changed, and then all of a sudden people were making satellite phone calls through wireless receivers and bypassing the old poles and wires companies. And so, you know, this electricity industry is going through the same change, and I think that's what was exciting about Sunrun. They're at the forefront of it. They're a great company. And the thing I love about it for our consultants is, and we talked about this at the conference, you know, once you put panels on someone's roof, they're a customer for 20 years. So you guys get a residual income that is guaranteed month after month after month for 20 years. And, I mean, you know, electricity's got a long lifespan, but people move. You know, people have other companies market, you know, special offers to them. And so you lose some customers. As good a job as we do of keeping ours, we still lose a small percentage every month. Well, solar customers are 20 years, month after month after month. So it's just a great annuity stream. Makes perfect sense for what we're doing, and we're really excited about it. And the reason that we only started with 4 states, I actually only want to start in 1. And the reason being is, you know, I've had 9 years to kind of understand what you guys are capable of, and they've had no experience with that. And so they were insistent that they could handle the volume that we can throw at them, and so we ultimately decided to start with 4. They've got a list of several other markets that are attractive to them that they want to expand into. And so, you know, we talked about this as a leadership team this week. You know, if we have a great launch of solar and really start driving some customer enrollments through this program, then you're going to see it expand. And I think what I can tell you is that Jerry and I know you guys too, every time we talked to them during this week and had conversations about solar, the very first thing that we said is prepare yourself for the volume. And I think they have. I think they understand what we do, and I think ultimately that's why we wanted to partner with them. They really get who we are. They are very, very good at the operational aspect of doing solar installations and operationalizing solar panels for customers. What they hadn't really figured out yet is how to sell them. And I think they look at us and they see that that's really what we're good at. We're good at being able to sit down with our mom, our dad, our aunt, our uncle and saying, hey, have you ever thought about solar as an option? We just had that relationship, and that's something that they didn't have. And so I think that's what makes it a great partnership, and I'm just really excited about it.
Absolutely. I think everybody's excited about it. So we're going to launch Massachusetts, New York, New Jersey, and California. And Chris, I want to talk just a second about California. You know, right now we're in PG&E, which is Northern California, where we market gas only. We're not in the Southern California area yet. Talk a little bit about California and that rollout strategy with respect to solar.
Well, I think it's changed a couple of times over the week. So I think where we're at with it right now is that we're going to go ahead and roll out solar across the entire state, and we're going to see how that works. So if you've got, you know, downline or people that you know in the Southern California area, you know, solar is going to be an option that we can provide for them, even though we don't right now offer natural gas or electricity in that market. So it's going to be a little different. This will be the first area where we've got a solar-only customer. And I think it's going to be a great test to see if it works for us. It's going to be interesting to see how much traction we get. But I think ultimately what it came down to is just very confusing to separate out because solar just doesn't really kind of fit in any kind of incumbent electricity market footprint. It doesn't matter to Sunrun and to the sun where it shines, right? So I think we decided to just go ahead and open up the whole state and see what we can do. And I'm looking forward to seeing what happens in San Diego and down there in Southern California.
Yeah, it's going to be great. You know, what does matter is the orientation of your roof and whether you got a bunch of trees over your roof. And Sunrun handles all that. You know, we go online, we fill out a form, and we don't have time to get into solar training tonight. But you know, as we launch solar here at the end of the month, we'll do some calls around that. But some really nice bonuses, pays out commissions on a band one customer, just like a electricity and natural gas customer, counts as another customer point for you. So, you know, for everything, you know, for all the different ways that customer counts and promotion and that sort of thing. So, you know,
well, I think it's important too, Brian, to remind people in New Jersey and New York and Massachusetts too that solar doesn't have any minimum usage requirements. So, you know, essentially the band one starts at 0 kilowatts and goes all the way up. I mean, it's there's no minimum usage requirement, so you're kind of guaranteed that commission every month, which is also great.
Well, you know, what's great about it is guaranteed that commission every month for 20 years, because if the person sells their house, you know, if there's a transfer of the deed to the house, the transfer of the contract has to go with the transfer of the deed. So outside of an earthquake or some sort of natural disaster, the house burning down and not being rebuilt or something like that, you're locked into 20-year residual income. I just think it's never going to be our core product, but you know, if you're in any of those markets and you're an ambit energy consultant, what I can tell you is you get a guaranteed savings on your electric bill of 20%. I mean, and it doesn't cost you a dime. You got to be brain dead to not do that and then be telling everybody about how great it is. And, you know, I could just envision an ambit energy consultant being the first on their block with a solar panel and then, you know, being out there shoveling snow or mowing grass or whatever it is and bumping into the neighbors and just watch one solar array after another go down the block. It's just going to be incredible. One of the things that was really encouraging to me, and I'll move on after this, was the process. You know, I was concerned when I first heard it released that the process was going to take so long before we got the customer point. And again, don't have time for a training on this call, but the customer point's going to come in a relatively short period of time, and there's going to be an accommodation by Ambit if it falls outside of the 29 days, because there are some issues that can come up that may cause it to not get approved or not count as a customer point within the 29 days. So, you know, folks, what I can tell you is I've been in Ambit, you know, month two I started. Esther and some others were, Frank and some others were involved in the company before I was. But I can tell you, you know, from almost the beginning, and certainly I can validate from the beginning though I wasn't in it, this company does things right. They do things well thought out. There's never a knee-jerk reaction to something. There's a reason, thought, metrics, and I just can't tell you how well the whole plan is thought out. So we're not going to get into solar training tonight, but very, very excited about that. Want to mention a couple of really quick things. The new Success From Home magazine was released at Ambition. Probably a topic for a call here in the near future, but I can tell you is it's the best physical tool that we have to build our business. There was a huge announcement on large commercial accounts that's coming. It's going to open in Texas in the fourth quarter. There's going to be a referral program where, as a consultant, you can refer a larger commercial account to Ambit. They do all the work with professional people that know how to do that. But there's also going to be a consultant broker program You know, for certain consultants, there'll be a training program, and that'll actually be where you'll get a core rate. You can mark your rate up and get the gap. Again, that's going to take a specialized training. You have to be certified to do that. It's not going to release into the fourth quarter in Texas only to start with, but exciting ability as Ambit, again, cautiously and strategically moves into large commercial space, you know. So, and again, this is not necessarily designed for you to go out and start making cold calls and try to sell commercial energy, but, you know, it happens all the time. Somebody's brother-in-law is a decision maker at XYZ Hospital in Dallas, Texas, and we don't have a product to offer them, but they know they're in the business and say, hey, we're getting ready to do a request for a proposal on the energy for the next 5 years at the hospital. Ambit saw that opportunity present itself over and over and over again. And so now they've very strategically worked through it, brought in professionals from the utilities industry that know this stuff inside and out. And whether you want to get involved or not, you can. That's your choice. You can just refer them to corporate, and they'll take it, and that professional will go sell that account. And if they do, you're going to get a nice commission. Or if you're more involved or actually know an energy broker, which happens a lot here in Texas and other parts of the country, you can actually become a certified energy broker with Ambit Energy as a consultant. Exciting news. Well, Ray, I know that things just went crazy after the simulcast, and the reason they went crazy after the simulcast is for the first time ever in the history of Ambit Energy, Ambit released open enrollment, or what they call zero down. Put it another way, waived the $429, where when a new consultant joined the business, they put up their $24.95 and got their website, and they were off to the races and running. And let's talk about that a little bit, because the numbers of consultants that came into the business were just they're just off the chart. I mean, there's you know, it wasn't five times as many in the first month as normal. It wasn't 10 times. I don't know what it was, but it was off the chart. It wasn't an incremental increase. It was a several time multiplier, the number of consultants that came in. But I want to talk real frankly about some of the challenges in the field that we had with that, and then we'll talk about the announcement at Ambition and how those challenges in numbers of customers was overcome, and the new version 2.0 was released at Ambition. So let's talk about the past a little bit.
Well, Brian, you know, they announced it back in January of this year, and you and I both got a call from Chris, which I appreciated. I knew right away what that was going to do, because that's a barrier, unfortunately, in the country we live in. You know, $429 can be a lot of money for people. They have to take their time to get it, and, you know, when somebody looks at a business, they've got to make a decision. Can I make money with this, and will somebody help me? And a lot of times, you know, they're looking at, can I make the money back right away, and they might not see themselves being able to make $455 back, but to make $100 or $200 they can do. So when that barrier is removed, the numbers go through the roof, and it was amazing to watch how many people came back to life, how many people were signing up. And, you know, you talk about the challenges that we have. Guys, this is not something you run around and tell people it's free, it's free, it's free, it's free. What you do is you build the business the way you always do. You get people to look, and when they get excited, you tell them, oh, by the way, that $429, that's gone. And if you do that, your business is going to explode. You know, you and I talked about this. We had a lot of people just signing up because people were running around saying free, free, free. And, you know, that cheapens the opportunity. I mean, what we've got here is magical. It's special. And by no means should we cheapen it, but we need to go out there and get excited about the timing of what we got, the $429 being waived, and get a lot of people look at it. And when they look at it, they say, yeah, I like what I see here, but the money's an issue. Great. It's not right now. So, and one more thing, Brian, yeah, I told my team ahead of time, listen, you're going to see a lot of people come in. You're going to see people that just come in just for the sake of coming in. You need to be able to sort and recognize who's coming in here for the right reasons and who's serious. And if you do that, well, what an incredible time. You have so many people coming in. You can sort through and find the people who are really serious. So, you know, Chris, thank you for this promotion. This is an opportunity. I'm excited to see all the promotions, especially with the change of the customers. And it's just it is a great, great, great time to be at Ambit Energy. But can I say one thing, Chris and Brian, before we move on to that?
Sure.
Yeah, you know, I know this is a real positive call, but I'm a little upset in Darryl and Eric. I talked to Norbert Hennessy today, and you know, I know this is supposed to be all positive, but after that movie debuting on Saturday, Norbert has decided to leave Ambit Energy and pursue an acting career. He's going to be the star of Magic Mike 3, just so you guys know.
For those of you that are on the call that weren't able to attend Ambition, Norbert was in these skin-tight kind of Speedo things with a beach ball pranced around. It was quite a sight that brought the house down. But, yeah, it was great. But, you know, Ray, going back to the promotion, and you know, obviously – for promotional purposes, for somebody that's in the business, that's a marketing consultant or regional or senior executive, and promoting up the ladder, you know, it's obviously you can't let somebody in for free and then that person count in the 526 without some sort of customer qualification. So in version one, after simulcast, the customer qualification was, in order for that new consultant that came in under the zero down or open, what we call open enrollment, they had to go out and not only gather Jumpstart One customers, but they had to also gather the customers to trigger the bonus. So in Texas, they would get their websites and get their two for Jumpstart One, but then have to get the two additional or a total of four energy customers, and up there, they'd have to get the additional customers as well, and that was eliminated in version 2.2. Talk about what you think that dynamically is going to do for version 2.0 versus 2.1.
Well, I mean, people are going to get promoted quicker. You know, you're going to see people pop into RC, SC, EC, and, you know, with this promotion, they're going to get promoted quicker and be able to take advantage. And, you know, Chris, I love the fact that we know it runs through November 20th. I mean, we've got 2.5 months here to take advantage of this. So it just speeds up the process. You know, one of the complaints that we did get from people, I mean, there was just so many positive to come out of waiving the 429, but one of the complaints was people would have the consultants in place, but they were waiting around for people to get customers to get promoted. So, again, just like the 429 going down to zero has removed the barrier, going from 5 to 3 or 4 to 2 has removed the big barrier as far as people getting promoted, getting customers and things like this. Listen, it's a great time to be on the business. I'm looking forward to getting to work. I mean, you know, guys, if you can't build it right now, it just doesn't get much better than this. So Chris, thank you for putting all this in place.
And guys, stay tuned to your email. Check your email, and we'll get it out on Facebook. But we're going to put together a leadership call, leaders in Ambit Energy, talking about the exact topic of gathering customers. You know, the dynamics are a little bit different when you put a person in 429. We've always taught people to just go and show the plan. And when somebody says maybe, or they're going to have to put the money together, or have to wait, or know the business, then you convert them to the customer, and that's how you gather the customers. And what we learned in version 1.0 is, you know, so many people at zero down, you know, at open enrollment were joining, you know, and so they'd sign themselves up as a customer. And so your ability to gather customers under that methodology changed dramatically, because instead of the majority of people telling you no, they didn't want to get in the business, the majority of people were getting in the business. So we're going to do a training call. Hopefully we'll put it together this week. If not, and in addition to, if we don't, we will, next Sunday night's call will be a training on how to work the zero down or open enrollment program. And I just want to expound on one thing, and I want to bring Chris in to talk about the money that's going to go along with this promotion. But, you know, the thing that you have to remember is we have a multi-million dollar business here. It's not even a $429 business. You know, there's people, including myself, that sometimes wish it cost $5,000 to get into Ambit, because if somebody had to pay $5,000, they'd get serious about it and go build the business. at 429, it's the greatest business opportunity available in the world today for somebody that can invest that kind of money to have a multi-million dollar earning opportunity like it has been for Ray and myself and so many others in Ambit Energy over a very short period of time. But the bottom line is that if you go around telling people it's free, you cheapen the opportunity. So if a person doesn't see, they're not going to have to spend the money. But if they don't see a $429 value in Ambit, because it can go back to $429 at some point in the future, the bottom line is that they really shouldn't come into the business. You know, Yoda says there's do not, there is no try. You know, you're not looking for people that are going to try this. You're looking for people that are focused on it. So we're going to do a training call hopefully this week if we can pull all the leaders together and find a right night. If everybody's so busy post-ambition, tune in to this call next Sunday night. Get all your people on this call next Sunday night, and we'll talk about how to properly execute on the zero-down promotion. But, Chris, in the zero-down promotion, you've just got to get Jumpstart One customers to count to have that new marketing consultant count for promotion purposes. But if you go on and get the two additional customers, what's that do for the money?
Well, if you're a new consultant, it's going to either double it or at least increase it by 50%, depending on which market you're in. Be doubling if you're a new consultant in Texas, and it'll be 50% in your if you're in another market. But if you were at Ambition, then it's either triple or double. So you know it's look, this promotion, you know, it's been interesting. It was a learning experience for us. You guys were talking a little bit about kind of what we learned about how to promote it and how to effectively use it as a tool. And one of the mistakes that we made when we rolled it out after simulcast is we only gave people 2 weeks because we weren't sure what was going to happen, and we didn't want to, you know, put something out there that was something that we had to live with for 2 months if it wasn't going to work for us. And so we really, you know, created a short runway, and I think people were so focused on getting new people in that they really weren't focused on helping them get their customers. And then what happened is, as you and Ray said, there was just a flood. I mean, we had over 70,000 new consultants sign up in 60 days. So it just overwhelmed people. And there were so many people coming in that it was almost difficult to sort through who was serious and who wasn't and how to help them get their customers. So one of the things that I think is real important to understand about this promotion, if you really – and you guys mentioned it earlier, but we're running it through November, I think, 24th. We're giving people plenty of time. This thing is not going away in 2 weeks. You've got some of the new people coming in. You've got time to work with them. Pace yourself. You know, we really don't need 70,000 new consultants to sign up. We need, you know, half that number, but the ones that are really focused on doing something. And you don't want to waste your time with people who can just, I mean, filling out a form is easy. The people who really want to do something, this eliminates the barrier. And one of the other reasons that we did it, you know, it's been interesting since we ran it. We have, you know, critics out there who compare what they do to us and say, oh, well, they, you know, Ambit was desperate. They had to run this promotion because they, you know, I mean, American Airlines Center was full yesterday. I mean, there was 10 empty seats in the whole place. I mean, the reason that we ran the promotion, it had nothing to do with desperation or anything else. We always try new things to try to grow the business, but one of the reasons that we did is we had a big competitor of ours that had a program where they didn't charge who went out of business and basically said they went out of business because they couldn't compete with a model that charged people as if what we were doing was somehow, you know, the only way it could work. And one of the reasons we did the promotions was to show people that we can Ambit, you know, we can do it however we want to do it. It's all about getting customers. We're all in this for the residual income. The $429, the reason that the other company couldn't make free work is because they didn't have the cash to pay for it. And we've made it work. We do have the cash to pay for it. And so this promotion works. We evaluate it on the number of customers we get, not on what people outside of our company say about it. And it's been very successful. It's been great. I don't know how many people came up to me at Ambition this year and said, thank you, thank you, thank you for doing that. My business had kind of really started to stall, and you ran this promotion, and people came back to life, and my business grew, and I've got a new RC that just popped or a new SP that just popped. I mean, I heard that again and again and again. So Jerry and I are really excited about it. I think we all learned from the first promotion. I think the second one is going to give people an even better chance to really grow their business between now and the end of the year. As Ray said, it's going to be easier to promote, and you're going to have more time. So you don't have to be in a panic. You can go out there and really focus and take advantage of this window of opportunity between now and Thanksgiving. I mean, we should just see an incredible increase in the size of our business, and I'm looking forward to watching that happen.
You know, and with that change, with the extension into November, you know, gives us time to go out as we do all of our post-Ambition events and trainings and everything. It gives us some time to really, you know, get the word out of how to work this promotion, because the mechanics of the execution are a little bit different than a business that requires $429. So, I'm going to encourage everybody to get on the call next week. And I want to emphasize one other thing that you mentioned, Chris, is every year, you know, we're promoting these corporate events at Ambition and Simulcast. We talk about attendee-only promotions, you know. And every year, you know, we as leaders say on the calls, hey, they're going to give you a promotion that is going to allow you to pay for the event plus some. And, you know, and sometimes you just kind of feel like you think that the people that are listening that aren't as tuned into the business, that's some sort of sales pitch. But, you know, basically Ambit's saying if you want to make an investment in yourself and come to the event, we're willing to reimburse you for coming to the event if you'll go and do the work. Now, we're not going to send you a check just because you showed up and wanted to take a vacation, but if you'll meet us halfway and go back and do a little bit of work, we're going to allow you to get the money back. Ray, let me get your final thoughts real quick and then throw it back to me. We'll get Chris's final thoughts. We'll wrap the call up.
You know, Brian, a couple of things you touched on, and I, Chris, we talked last night at the Black Tie Dinner, and, you know, two things I got, the excitement from across the board, from all the teams coming together, I just think is going to be tremendous. And the second thing is, I didn't hear one person complain about issues, no waiting for buses, no food, no nothing. I mean, it amazes me because I've been in this industry for 19 years, and I've been to probably 18 or 19 events. I've been to some bad ones, never a bad one with Ambit, but every single year we walk away and we talk about it being the best event, and then we always say, yeah, but the problem is you guys set the bar so high. So I just want to personally thank you and Jerry and John and the whole staff, Darren, Eric and Kristen and David Ames and Danielle and Kristen. I mean, it was first class from top to bottom. Some of the new consultants on my team that were down there for the first time, I mean, they couldn't get over the food at the grand finale last night. It was amazing. And then you take that, and I mean, we're not even talking about the announcements. We're talking about the event that you guys put on. And then you talk about solar energy. You talk about Ohio. You talk about attendee-only promotions. You talk about, you know, leaving the 429 and coming out of this time of the year. You know, it's starting to get cool up here. The kids are going back to school. The weather is cooling off. People are looking. So the timing of everything going on, listen, in 19 or 20 years in network marketing, you realize that there's certain spots throughout your career where you're going to be able to go out there and just kill this thing and hammer it. And, you know, nobody ever told me when I got involved in Excel, because I didn't have an upline back then, nobody told me, hey, this is one of those times, if you don't take advantage of it, shame on you. So, you know, being a veteran, listen, I'm tired. I'm looking forward to going to bed and getting up and getting my voice back and going to work. I haven't been this excited about Ambit since probably when I got started, because I didn't really know what to expect, but this is something special. So thank you, Brian. Thank you for being patient and getting me involved in this thing. I'm pumped up. This is an awesome time to be part of this company.
It really is. And you know, for our closing comments, I want to throw it to Chris. I want to remind everybody again, you're coming off of an event. You're coming off of the granddaddy of them all. It's obviously the biggest event and has the biggest impact on our business. there are two major events coming up where you're going to be able to get yourself and your team in front of Chris and Jerry and all the top income earners. The first one is the second week in November. Go to ambitpowertrip.com. It's in Albany, New York. Buy multiple tickets. You can assign the names later. I promise you within the next few weeks, with the number of people that are going to be coming into this business, this event will sell out. We've never had the ability to put 1,000 people in the room before, and we sell it out every time. We've already sold 1,200 tickets, the first time ever that Power Trip's gone to the Northeast. Question and answer by Jerry and Chris on Friday night happens twice a year. Actually, I guess three times or four times a year, because they do it at the women's conference as well that Esther and Debbie put on. But what I can tell you is that it's an incredible, incredible opportunity to learn from all of the top income earners and to hear directly about where Ambit's been, where it is today, and where it's going in the future from Jerry and Chris, and get your questions answered. AmbitPowerTrip.com. Get your team signed up. It will sell out. Next event, we've talked about it, is simulcast. There's only X number of seats that butts are going to accommodate in two venues and two venues only. There's nothing more powerful than having a butt in the seat. You know, what I can tell you is if I were a leader in Maryland or over in Pittsburgh or something like that, I'd be calling a bus rental company. I'd be organizing a bus. I'd get people registered. I'd get them prepaid on the bus, and I'd be taking a caravan of buses to Utica, New York. You know, if I were in the Valley in Texas, I'd be doing the exact same thing. I know they did it last year coming out of Austin, Texas, going up to Dallas. Folks, this event is going to be huge, and it's going to have attendee-only promotions attached to it. Ray, I want to echo what you said. You know, the amount of time, energy, and money that's spent on this event to benefit our field force is incredible. The amount of tireless hours, not just by Chris and Jerry and the C-level executives, but by the entire management staff. You know, I walk around Ambition, and everywhere there were corporate employees. They were everywhere. I mean, they were not only just in the stores, but they were registering people into the luncheons. They were backstage at Ambition. They were ushers. They were just everywhere. I mean, it was incredible. And you know, we're going to have issues, and we're going to call into consultant support. Now, I want to ask as a personal favor. For those of you that know me, you know I don't ask for personal favors very often, you know. But I want to ask a personal favor. You call into consultant support to ask a question. Ask that person on the phone if they worked Ambition. You know, they gave up their weekend, you know, to help make this thing happen. And thank them personally from the bottom of your heart about how much it meant for you and your family to have their effort and their sacrifice there. Because without all of those people, all those dedicated employees that do what they do at Ambit Energy, we wouldn't have the opportunity that we have today. So if you're calling in to consultant support or customer support, if you've got a customer issue or something like that, make sure to tell them thank you and say, no, I didn't work it, you know, I wasn't part, because they had to have people like consultant support and customer support, so not everybody that you're going to talk to on the phone. Just say, well, do me a favor, and I know somebody that works there with you did. Would you just tell them that Brian McClure said thank you, and it really meant a lot to me, and thank you for doing what you did to allow them to go. Folks, the work that they put in is incredible, and the recognition they get from us is sometimes lacking, because they're on the bad side of calls a lot of times, and it'd mean the world to them and mean the world to me for you to just find it in your heart to tell them how great and wonderful they are, because I'm telling you, without them, you know, Chris and Jerry can write the big checks, and they can do all the strategic planning, and Derek and Kristen and Eric and Alan and Steve and all the rest of them can execute on their end. But without that team of people that makes Ambit so great, makes it one of the top 100 best places to work in Dallas, recognized over and over again for its its culture and what they do. Without them, we wouldn't have the opportunity we have today. So I'm asking you personally from Brian McClure, do me a favor and spread that throughout your teams, and let's overwhelm them. In fact, write letters into consultant support. Write a letter in to just say, you know, everybody, this is how much it meant to me for you to be there. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. With that, Chris, I'm going to turn it over to you, get your final thoughts, and we'll wrap the call up.
Well, I think I just listened to you and Ray talk. I think what I'd like to say is, you know, we are coming out of a great event. I think it was the best ambition we've ever had. I say that every year, and next year's our 10th anniversary, so we've got a whole lot of great plans for next year's event just to celebrate 10 years. But between now and then, we've got this simulcast, and what I can tell you right now, tonight on the call, because they're already done, planned, and in the process of being executed, is we've got more announcements at simulcast this year than we made at announcement, than we made at Ambition this year. So it's going to be a huge event. And so the question that you've got to ask yourself if you're on this call tonight is what you're going to do between now and simulcast to get as many people in your business going, you know, excited and registered for that event, because we are going to start 2016. It's going to be the biggest and best start to a year that we've ever had. And so I just think right now the reason that we're running the promotion that we're running right after Ambition is so that you guys have every opportunity available to you to build a team and have as many people on your team simulcast 2016 as you can, so we can really blow 2016 out. And so we're setting that event up to do just that. So I really want you to take full advantage of it, because what's going to happen is if you don't use this promotion and these new announcements that we made in Ohio to start really driving growth in your teams, when we make the announcements that we're going to make at Simulcast 2016, you're going to wish you had. So now I'm telling you that in advance so that you can't come back and say, well, if I had known what we were going to do in January, I would have worked harder now. Now you know. So there's no excuse. I mean, the next 18 months in Ambit may be the most explosive in our history. I'm really excited about them, and I hope all of you guys will take full advantage of them.
You know, our job as leaders is not to make people successful, Chris. It's our job as leaders is to give them the information so that they can make themselves successful. You, me, Ray, Chris, Debbie, or any other of the great leaders in Ambit Energy can't force people to go to simulcast. All we can do is put the information out there and let them make the decision. And the decision between success and failure can be very, very small. And what I can tell you, if you're on this call tonight, the grand prize winner is not the person who gets themselves in the seats at these venues and on the computer for the webcast. It's the person who gets the most people on their team there. So take the information that you have as you go out and build your business and you start putting people into the business that are getting customers. Next step, get them signed up for simulcast. Chris, I appreciate you getting on the call. Ray, as always, appreciate you getting on the call. Check your email this week, folks. We're going to do some training calls on this open enrollment and zero down promotion. And next week's call will be dedicated to it. We'll have several leaders, including myself, on that call talking about what we learned from the last promotion. So with that, I don't believe we're going to be able to open up the lines tonight for everybody to say good night. Go to ambitpowertrip.com, sign up for PowerTrip, go back into Power Zone and grab you one of those seats for simulcast. God bless you all. Thank you for being on the call, and we'll talk to you soon.